Welcome to the review of Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. I am Sarah, joined by Kirsten, Dylan, and Thomas, and you're listening to Fire Thoughts.
We as a group chose Fahrenheit 451 because of its popularity, good reviews, and the cover was eye-catching. I know we're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but the summary of the book is quite a roller coaster.
The novel, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, takes place during a time where firefighters burn books due to the increase in use of modern technologies. The main character, Guy Montag, is a firefighter who begins to question his beliefs as a firefighter and question why censorship is going on in the city during this time. Throughout the story, a common notion expressed is the fact that it is a crime to possess a book, it is a crime to read a book. Their society believed that modern technologies such as television and podcasts were all that one needed to learn and gain knowledge. Throughout the story, books are continuously burned by firefighters. Firefighters believed books should be disregarded as a whole. Themes in the book include censorship is the best way to learn, books are more valuable than technology, and there is no place for books in society.
If you haven't read this book, then a good book with the same themes is a book called Divergent by Veronica Roth. The book follows a girl who goes against her society and must make choices to preserve what she holds dear. Or, if you're an arsonist on the rise, you'll dig Fahrenheit 451.
An interesting passage that I read in Fahrenheit 451 was, "I've heard rumors. The world is starving, but we're well fed. Is it true the world works hard and we play? Is that why we're hated so much? I've heard the rumors about hate, too, once in a long while over the years. Do you know why? I don't, that's sure. Maybe the books can get us halfway out of the cave. They might just stop us from making the same damn insane mistakes." This quote is likely a connection to Plato's cave allegory. The connection is in the end of the passage where Montag says, "Maybe the books can get us halfway out of the cave. They might just stop us from making the same damn mistakes again." In Plato's allegory, prisoners are locked in a cave where all they know is the shadows on the wall in front of them. They cannot turn their heads in this allegory. These shadows are created by puppeteers who use the light of a fire to create the shadows. The point of this allegory is to state that if one does not think for themselves, all they will know is the things they see, never the truth. Only when one is dragged out or breaks out of the cave will they finally see the sunlight. The idea in this quote is that the books will help us enable to get out of this metaphorical cave and start thinking and learning for ourselves. Some triggering topics in the book Fahrenheit 451 are things like suicide, death, and fire/book burning. If those things are triggering to you, this book is not advised for you to read.
This book allowed us as a group realize the importance of books as well as the disadvantages of the censorship of books. Throughout the book, people became brainwashed with the fact that modern technologies such as televisions were more valuable than books. Therefore, our group realized that books have an important place in our lives and how we are influenced every day.
Overall, the book is about questioning your morality as a person and dealing with the unpredictable circumstances. Anyone who digs stuff like that will definitely like this book. This has been Fire Thoughts with your hosts, Sarah, Dylan, Thomas, and Kirsten.